5. The White Queen. She caught the shawl as she spoke and looked around for the owner. A moment later, the White Queen came running wildly through the wood. Alice went to meet her with the shawl. "I'm pleased I was able to catch it for you," Alice said, as she helped the Queen to put on her shawl again. "Am I speaking to the White Queen?" she added politely.
"Yes," said the Queen, as she pulled helplessly at her shawl. "Oh, dear, I don't know what's the matter with my shawl today. I think it's angry with me. I've pinned it here and I've pinned it there, but it's just not happy."
"But it can't go straight, you know, if you pin it all on one side," Alice said, as she gently put it right for her. "And I'm afraid your hair is terribly untidy."
"The hairbrush is lost in it somewhere," the Queen said unhappily.
Alice carefully took out the brush and pinned up the Queen's hair more tidily. "There, you look better now," she said. "But really, you should have a lady's maid."
"I'd be happy to take you," the Queen said. "Tuppence a week and jam every other day."
"I don't want you to employ me," Alice said, laughing, "and I don't like jam."
"It's very good jam," said the Queen.
"Well, I don't want any today, thank you."
"But you can't have jam today," the Queen said. "It's jam tomorrow and jam yesterday, but never jam today."
"It must be jam today sometimes," Alice argued.
"No, it isn't," said the Queen. "It's jam every other day. Today isn't any other day, you know."
"I don't understand that," said Alice, very puzzled.
"That's because we live backwards here," explained the Queen kindly. "It's always a little difficult at first."
"Live backwards?" Alice repeated in great surprise. "I never heard of anybody doing that."
"But there's one very useful thing about it," the Queen went on. "You can remember things both ways."